Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Jodie.
Hello, Jodie. How can I help?
Well, in our local shop, it's got a sign up saying, we will not sell eggs and flour to anyone under 16 until after Halloween.
Yeah, loads of people are saying this on the text.
So in case they make pancakes or something. Or pastry.
Yeah, maybe.
What's that
Deadly
about?
Deadly weapons, eggs and flour.
Right. Is it in case people chuck them at houses and stuff?
Well, I guess with trick-or-treating, they're thinking people might be egged and floured to death.
Well, yeah, but... What
you
about?
You can do that any time of the year, though, really.
Right, let's say you're under 16 and your mum sends you out to the shop because she wants to make you an omelette for tea.
Mm.
And you're not allowed to do it because apparently making an omelette involves eggs.
Well, maybe you'll have to take ID.
But not flour. That'd be a revolting omelette.
Oh, yeah. Taking ID out for eggs?
Yeah, to prove you're over 16.
One. And a note from your mum.
Yeah. I verify that these eggs are only for a pancake and not to throw at people. Mm. Right, came in last night after a little drink, and my flatmate was watching Ocean's 12. Is it Ocean's 12, the really bad one?
Yes. No, the really confusing one, where Julia Roberts plays
pretends
herself.
Pretends to be Julia, yeah. Oh, you look like Julia Roberts. That's because I am.
Do you know the only reason I remember that film is because Radio 1 had a special screening of it, and you had to do the introduction, didn't
you? I did, yeah.
Which seemed a very strange thing at the time, considering you know as much as I do about films.
I was just there to welcome them into the cinema.
Mm.
Anyway, it was rubbish, that film, wasn't it?
It was. The introduction was the best bit of it.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
And I've forgotten about how one of the actors in it pretends to be English in a really kind of, oh, blimey, governor, oh, the apples and pears kind of way. He's rubbish. He's clearly American, and it makes you kind of not concentrate on the film because his accent is so bad. Like, for instance, turn it around, you know Hugh Laurie?
Yes.
Right, he's in that house, isn't he?
He is.
Does a brilliant American accent. Why can't they do it the other way around?
God, honestly.
Right, go on, do an American accent. Go on.
Well, why do you want me to say?
You see?
There
that's
you go,
brilliant.
You see?
Like, I can totally do, like, an LA, like, Valley Girl accent. Like, that's fine. Kind of. That wasn't the best, but I'm whatever. See? It's fine. Laura.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can. Everyone can do an American accent.
Can I copy yours?
Hi there, my name's Laura.
How can I help you today? Have a nice day. It's easy.
Yeah.
Why can't they do it the other way around? So, coming up on Radio 1... Our new game, where we try and make Americans do good British accents.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1.
Right, I've got nothing against Americans, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, some of my best friends are American, aren't they? No, I don't know any. But...
Name one.
I don't know any.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I wouldn't know who they were, so...
Okay, Yeah, Bob, my friend, is American.
Yeah, Bob.
Bob.
Right, Bob. Okay.
And Lindsay, she's American as well. And in my head, she's my friend.
Right.
Now, the idea on this game is to see if we can find any American in the world that can do a British accent. Right? Ready for our first contestant? Because they can't do it. They can't do it. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here's contestant number one.
Thank you for calling Eat Here Now. This is Brittany. How may I help you?
That's Brittany, and she works in a diner.
Right.
Her name is Brittany. Now, do you think Brittany will be able to do it, or do you think she'll crash and burn?
Not a chance.
Right. Here's Brittany doing a British accent. Can you do one?
Yeah.
Go on, try for me.
Hello, how are you?
What?
Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you?
Not really. Okay, let's move on to contestant number two, who we called. Don't really know her name, but she works in a Waffle House.
Good morning, Waffle House. Mulberry.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Waffle House girl, yes or no?
No.
You think not? Okay, here she is.
Hello, I like the Queen. I am from Britain. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea.
Now that's worse, Waffle House girl.
It's awful, is that what?
Hello, I like the Queen. I am from Britain. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea.
They can't do it.
That's close to French.
Okay, here's contestant number three. She works in the International House of Pancakes, IHOP, which is amazing.
The International House of Pancakes?
Have you never heard of it?
No.
You have missed out.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyway, she works there.
Madam, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Now, will IHOP girl be able to do a British accent? What do you think, yes or no?
I'll go for yes on this one.
Hello, I like the cream. Hello, I like the cream.
It's still not there.
No.
Still not quite there. Despite them liking the Queen, it doesn't make them English.
Now, here's our next contestant. See what you think of this one.
Thank you for choosing the IHOP. I'm late. This is James speaking. How can I help you?
So that's James, and he speaks really fast.
Thank you for choosing the IHOP. I'm late. This is James speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got some of that. James speaking. How can I help you? Okay. What do you think on James?
There must be one. So, yeah, go on then. I'll say him.
And one of my friends thinks that no Americans can do a British accent. Do you think that's true?
No, I don't.
Can you do one?
I can.
Go on then.
Would you mind giving... Well, okay, before we actually get into that, I'm actually going to seat some customers and come right back to the phone, okay?
Okay.
No problem.
Right, so he's going to put some customers in their seats and then come back and do a British accent, but he's confident.
He's very polite, isn't he?
Very polite. So, can he do one or not? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's James doing his British accent.
Okay. Hello, my name is... Okay, hello. I'm from England. My name is James. And, I like... Well, no, that's not... I'm a perfectionist. I have to practice.
Right. See, he was really confident there and he just lost it, didn't he?
He wasn't even close.
Another go?
Okay. Yes. Hello. No, nowhere even close. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you said you could do it, James. You messed it up. Okay, try again.
Okay, cheerio. Hello, how are you today? I'm from... No, that's not good at all. I can't even link anything together right now.
He can't even link it together.
Cheerio, hello.
Okay, cheerio. Hello, how are you today?
Right, okay. One more go for James. Come on, James, you can do this.
Cheerio. Have a very pleasant day, and we look forward to seeing you here at IHOP very soon.
No, that doesn't sound... That sounds like your accent.
Well, you're getting quite strict with him.
But then, James tried another tack, okay?
Yeah.
Right. We went for Cockney this time. You could try the Cockney accent. All right, mate!
You know what? I used to use that when I was a little bit younger.
Okay, we'll try that one. All right, mate, do that one. Okay, so he used to use that when he was younger, so he can do this one, okay?
Right.
Are you ready for James off of IHOP's Cockney accent?
Go on.
Here it is.
All right, Governor. Careful on the apples and pears. Love a duck. Did you see the football match? It was rubbish.
Hi, how are you?
Call Blimey Geezer.
None of them can... They can't do it. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. I know you want to tell. And now it's time for Scott's Loose Lips on Radio 1. Everyone's got one, a friend that just can't keep it to themselves when you tell them a secret. Right, so far we've found out that boys don't blab, so we're talking to two more blokes today. Let's meet Jordan, who has a big old blab mouth as a friend. Here he is, it's Jordan.
Hiya, Scott.
Right, who's the person with loose lips then? Who's the mate who's a gossip?
Right, it's Rick Walker. He can't keep anything to himself. He even rings me up during the week for a gossip.
I like it that there's more boys on this now, because everyone was saying, oh, it's all going to be girls. It's not at all.
No, and I mean, thing is, he's only 17, and he likes to ring up, and he's like an old woman. He'll ring me up every Wednesday night after work, and he'll want the gossip.
Well, he phones you on purpose, just to go, right, what do you know?
Yeah, he'll ring me up, and I'll go, what are you ringing me for? And he'll go, I'm just ringing for an atta, because Coronation Street's finished, so we'll be speaking for about half an hour.
And you just feed him information?
Yeah, and he tells me everything, yeah.
Give me an example of something that he's not been able to keep to himself.
Well, I first lost my virginity ages ago, yeah. He didn't keep it secret, he told almost everyone.
Ages ago?
Yeah, well, not ages ago. About a couple of years ago.
Right.
We're not going into that, all right?
All right.
But the thing is, because he didn't believe me, he asked the girl. he actually rung her up and asked her to see if it was true.
Oh, my God.
That is bad, isn't it?
And he told everybody?
Yeah.
But you're still mates with him?
Yeah, still mates.
Yeah, you just know what he's like?
Yeah, everyone knows what he's like, yeah. He tells us. He sometimes even makes stories up. Oh, here's another one, right? Right, my mum got a boobs done, yeah?
Yes.
Right, and he told everybody, and I mean everybody at school, and I got absolutely ripped by everyone. And even the teachers were asking me about it.
Oh, no. When was that?
Mum, when did you get your boobs done? Mum. Last year. About this time last year.
Good. All right. And he told everyone.
Yeah.
All right then, Jordan. What lie are we going to tell then?
I'm going to tell Rick that one of my mates tried getting off with me.
Excellent news. All right. Are you ready to call Rick then?
Yeah.
How brilliant is Jordan?
Oh, dear.
Mum, when did you get your boobs done? Mum. Last year. About this time. Yeah.
Right, so Rick has told everyone everything about people's mums having boobs done, about people getting off with each other. So, this is what happened when Jordan called Rick the gossip with some made-up juicy bit of information.
Right, Rick, it's Jordan, just there.
Yeah, Dingo.
Are you at college?
Yeah. Why are you?
Oh, I was just ringing for a natter. I didn't really speak that weekend.
Go on, I'm on my break.
Oh, yeah. I only spoke to you briefly about Tuesday night, didn't I?
Yeah.
You know Anna, don't you?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, well, she, like, came up to me and started getting, flirty and what have you. And kind of got off with each other.
Seriously?
Yeah. I know, and I was like, it's bad that, innit, because it's Scott's missus, but, and she was like, following me everywhere, and then, like, we ended up getting off each other, and then I cut it off, and then went to the toilet, and then, like, I was hiding in there for about half an hour.
Were you crying?
No!
Anyway.
Oh, well, why would I be crying? I weren't crying, but I was, like, I was nervous. I didn't know what to do, and then the rest of the night was really awkward. It was really awkward, so
yeah.
I just kept getting down all night and I was quiet. Can't stay out anyway.
What, to Scott?
Yeah,
I think you should tell him that.
No, I'm not telling him. I can't. Oh, I'm going to have to go anyway because they're getting fussy with me at college.
Right, then, fair enough. Right. I'll see you in a bit then.
Hey, Rick, don't say anything.
All right, I promise.
Nice one. I'll see you in a bit, bud. I'll give you a ring later. Bye.
All right, but.
Right, so that was...
that was the most pathetic I promise ever at the end of that.
That was Jordan telling Rick the blabbermouth not to say anything. People on the text absolutely love Jordan. Give him a job.
Lots of people want, Mum, when did you get your boobs done as a ringtone?
That would be quite good, I think.
Mum, when did you get your boobs done?
Right, so what do you reckon? Is Rick the gossip going to spill the beans?
Yeah, I would say, just on the basis of how pathetic the I promise was, yes, definitely.
You think, yeah?
No doubt about it.
And how long do you think it's going to take? Because we get another one of their friends, Adam, to call him up now and see if he knows anything.
I'll go for 17 seconds.
The record so far, I think, is about 20 seconds. So
I think she was 22, wasn't she, that
22.
Becky?
So here's what happened when their other friend, Adam, calls up Rick the gossip and sees what he knows.
Hi, Rick.
All right.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Who's this?
It's Adam.
Adam Bailey.
Hi. What are you doing on Friday?
Why?
All right,
I think
just wondering.
I don't know.
I was trying to speak to Jordan before and he sounded off. Have you spoken to him today?
Yeah, just before. Why?
I don't know. Well, I was speaking to him and asking him, like, what he thought about when he was around at mine on Saturday. If he had a good time and stuff, and he didn't say, he said, yeah, it was good, but I think something happened, you know?
I don't know, I'm not supposed to say it.
Well, go on, Rick, has he spoken to you about something?
Yeah, you'll probably find that anyway, so I might have to say, yeah. But, Anna tried it on with him or something.
Really?
What did they say that, though?
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know, just, like, tried it on with him or something.
It's all right.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, though.
All right. On Saturday night?
Yeah, do you not think we should tell Scott, though?
No. All right, well, I've got to go.
All right.
I'll see you later, then.
See you in a bit.
I'll speak to you later. Bye.
All right, I've got to go now. I've got the gossip off you. Bye.
I'm not supposed to say anything, but...
Not supposed to say, however. Listen to his voice. He knows he shouldn't, but he can't help himself.
I think something happened, you know.
I'm not supposed to say it.
Well, go on, Rick. Has he spoken to you about something?
Yeah, you could probably find that anyway, so I'm not going to say it. But... I'm
gonna
try it at home with him or something.
There it is. Scott Mills. This is Radio 1. You know how sometimes, chappers, me and you, we like to wear our trousers a bit low, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit, just a bit of pant showing.
Oh, yeah, that's what they like, apparently.
Yeah, loads of people do it. Matt Willis was doing that earlier on Chris Moore's show, and Chris didn't get it at all. He went, pull your pants up. He don't know nothing, does he?
We go low.
Yeah, we just wear our trousers low. But what is acceptable? Just a bit of pant showing, which can be quite sexy. A bit of cheek, is that allowed?
I don't think you want to see cheek.
Not a little bit of cheek?
Well, I don't
Pant
wanna.
Is fine. Cheek, I think a little bit is fine.
Do
what,
you?
What about a full buttock?
No.
No.
Because then you have to think of the view from the front.
Some people, though, they wear them real low. You can see their actual buttock. In Dallas...
We don't go that low.
Well, we don't go that low, no. In Dallas, right? Texas, USA... Just in case you didn't know where Dallas was.
Thanks.
It's all going off, right? They're trying to stop people like us having the right to wear their trousers low.
They aren't.
Here's a city official from Dallas.
That is freedom of disrespect when citizens of this city have to ride down the street looking at someone's dirty underwear. Some of the folks that are sagging are not wearing underwear at all.
Don't agree at all.
I have clean underwear every day. How dare you?
They would lock people like you and me up if we were in Dallas. Right, so, how would you, if you were them, right, how would you try and persuade people like us to pull our pants up?
Offer free belts.
How would you try and encourage
us? I don't know.
You'd do a rap. That's what you do.
Right.
So this is what they're playing at the moment in Dallas. It's the Pull Up Your Pants rap. Yeah! Be a real man. Stand up. If that's your underworld man, pull your pants up. I'm a grown man on my grind trying to shine. How you gonna grind with your mind showing your behind? I think it's rude, but some of y'all think it's cool. Walking around showing your behind the other dudes. Right, some of the works in fashion has just been on the text saying just the rim on your pants is okay. Anything else is wrong. Pull your pants up. Be a real man. Stand up. Just the rim is fine. Otherwise...
They're starting a billboard campaign as well against the anti-saggy pants. I've just found this out. The billboards are going to come in three different formats, and the slogans are don't be lame, elevate your game, represent yourself like you present yourself, and that's not hip-hop, that's flip-flop. Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, now it's that time. Before Zane Lowe comes up at 7 o'clock tonight, make sure you close the door behind you. Just make sure it's shut, yeah. And then turn the lights down low with that special someone in your life. Maybe light the fire on your remote control fireplace. Put the chickens out.
So, I mean, you have to open the door again?
Oh, yeah, hang on. Right, open the door. Now put the chickens out, yeah.
Right.
Right. Then maybe go back in again. Sorry. and get ready to have some smoochy time with your loved one. Maybe open some wine. Pour the wine. And get ready. This is our record of the week. It's Jay Holiday. Settle down with some good loving. This is Bed.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, I made a mistake there. I should have brought the chickens in, shouldn't I?
Yeah, because apparently at night, if you put the chickens out, they get savaged by foxes.
Yeah, so, okay. Make sure, before you listen to that record, bring the chickens in.
Well, it's too late now. You pull them out.
Blue feathers everywhere, aren't there?
That's the end of them.
John in Stoke says, this sounds like a threat I'd make to a bloke in the pub when I've had a few. I'll put you to bed, mate. AD in Huddersfield is not really liking it either. Harriet on the M1 would rather be outside with the chickens than get jiggy to this pile of tripe.
I'll go out with Harriet, I think, to the chickens.
See, I'll tell you, right, by Friday, you will absolutely love that song, I promise you. Jay Holiday and Bed on Radio 1. And if you like that kind of thing, Trevor Nelson plays all that. In fact, there's a whole night of urban music on Radio 1 Saturday nights, kicked off by Trevor at 7 p.m. As Trevor says, his new catchphrase, put the chickens in, put Radio 1 on, and let's make some love. That's what he says every Saturday night.
Is that his new catchphrase?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Trevor Nelson,
put the chickens in.
Yeah, bring the chickens in, I think it is. Bring the chickens in, put Radio 1 on, and let's make some love. That's it. Trevor Nelson, followed by Westwood, Goldfinger, Fabio and Groove Rider, and Raz Kwame.
Are they all concerned about the chickens as well?
Yeah, they are. That's from 7 p.m. every Saturday night on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know Zane, right?
Yeah.
He's from New Zealand.
He is.
Does he do a good English accent?
I don't know.
Because we can do his. G'day, mate. It was G'day. A ward.
What a ripper.
But why is it? Like, we can do great accents from around the world, but they can't do ours. If you were listening earlier, we called up some places in America and asked them to do an English accent.
Hello, how are you?
That was Brittany. She works at a diner.
Yeah.
She couldn't really do it. And then we spoke to a girl that works in a Waffle House. Go on, do a British accent.
Hello, I like the Queen.
That's my favourite one.
I am from Britain. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea.
Can't do it, can they?
Hello, I like the Queen.
A girl that works in the International House of Pancakes I quite liked as well.
Hello, I like the cream.
Still not there.
And then we spoke to another guy who works at IHOP called James.
All right, Governor. Careful on the apples and pears. Love a duck. Did you see the football match? It was rubbish. Call Blimey Geezer.
Can't do it, can they? No. We can do theirs. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
They can't do ours at all.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Marvellous. Gallows there with the grime minister himself.
Staring at the rude boys.
Lethal Bizzle, not his real name. Staring at the rude boys.
It's really good.
On the BBC.
Hello, I like the cream.
I like the Cribs as well. I think they're a fantastic band. Doff off the cap to the Cribs, if you will. Every time
I like the cream.
Well, I do
the Queen.
And every time that they perform live, I think it's a three-line whip. What?
That's good.
That is good.
Yeah. Toodle pip.
That's good.
G'day, everybody. How you doing? All right, it's Zipper. It's the Zippers Ain't Low.
So what's famous BBC Radio 1? Laugh at me, will you, Mills? I'll spank your bottom.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.